Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a brake lab system for kick weight arrangement in Ableton Live 12, aimed straight at old school jungle and darker DNB energy. And I want to be clear about the goal right away. We are not just trying to make a kick hit harder. We're learning how to arrange kick weight so the brake feels alive, driven, and DJ friendly, while still leaving space for the sub and the reese. In this style of music, the kick is rarely just a simple four on the floor anchor. More often, it acts like a weight event inside the brake ecosystem. It reinforces a chop, answers a snare, pushes into a fill, or adds forward motion without flattening the groove. That's the whole mindset here. We want the kick to feel intentional, not random. So let's build a reusable system using Ableton's stock tools. Drum rack, simpler, saturator, EQ8, glue compressor, drum bus, utility, and auto filter. This is a practical workflow you can bring into multiple tracks. First, set your project tempo to 170 BPM. That sits in a really nice sweet spot for old-school jungle and modern DNB phrasing. It's fast enough to feel urgent, but still slow enough to let the break speak clearly. Now create three MIDI tracks. Track 1 is your main break. Track 2 is your kick weight layer. Track 3 will be your drum bus. On track 1, load a drum rack and place your main break chops in simpler or use audio clips if you prefer slicing manually. The big idea here is that the break should be your rhythmic skeleton. We are not trying to use a fully baked loop and then hope it works. We want control over exactly where the weight lands. If you're slicing a break in simpler, try slice to new MIDI track. You can slice by transients for a more natural feel, or by 1/16 if you want a more grid-based old-school cut-up. Then find the slices that contain kick hits and keep those easy to edit inside the rack. If you're working in audio, warp lightly in beats mode and preserve the transients. Try not to overprocess the break into something too rigid. In jungle, a little imperfection is part of the energy. The kick weight layer is there to provide the center. Now let's build the kick weight chain. On track 2, create a second drum rock pad for kick weight and load a short, clean kick sample. If needed, extract one from the break itself and resample it into a new one-shot. Inside that chain, keep it simple and focused. Use simpler with a short decay, roughly 120 to 220 milliseconds. If the kick is already tight, leave warp off. If the sample has too much top, trim or filter it a little. Then add saturator with soft clip turned on, and drive it gently, maybe 2 to 5 dB. Add EQ8 if you need a little more body, around 50 to 80 Hz, and if it sounds boxy, make a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz. If the kick needs a bit more snap, you can add a second tiny transient layer, like a short click or the top of another kick. High pass it aggressively, keep it quiet, and use it only to help the kick translate on smaller systems. The key is not to overbuild this. In DNB, the kick weight layer should feel like support, not a giant separate kick that fights the break. Now comes the musical part. Place the kick weight around the break, not on top of every beat. In old school jungle, selective placement is often way more powerful than constant density. A good starting idea is to reinforce the first kick of the bar. Add a kick before a snare to create a pull into the backbeat, or use a double kick pickup before a phrase change. You can also leave one bar with fewer kicks so the next bar feels stronger. For example, in a two-bar phrase, you might put a kick on beat 1 in bar 1, then a light ghost kick near the end of beat 2. In bar 2, you might hit beat 1 again, add a kick before the snare, then leave a short rest. That creates movement without turning the loop into a flat stump. This is really important. In jungle, the relationship between kick and snare matters more than pure kick density. One well-placed kick can make the whole loop feel heavier than three extra kicks scattered everywhere. Keep your main break and kick weight layer separate, so you can mute either one independently later. That gives you real arrangement control. Next, shape the feel with velocity and timing. This is where the groove starts to breathe. A good velocity range is around 110 to 127 for primary kick hits, 75 to 100 for support hits, and 35 to 65 for ghost kicks. Then nudge some support hits slightly off the grid. Don't overdo it, but let a few notes push forward while others relax back. You can also apply a subtle swing from the groove pool. Try something around 54 to 58% swing, with timing at about 10 to 25% and random kept very low. That works especially well on kick weight layers, because it lets you humanize the reinforcement without making the whole loop unstable. The break already has natural swing and texture. If your kick layer is too rigid, it fights the loop. If it follows the break, but with a bit more intent, it feels powerful and musical. Now route both the brake and the kick layer into a drum bus. This is where the system starts to feel like one kit instead of separate elements. On the drum bus, add drum bus first. Keep drive moderate, maybe 5 to 15%. Use a light amount of crunch, around 5 to 20%. Use boom carefully, because you do not want to step on the sub. If the kick needs a bit more front edge, bring the transients up slightly. After that, add glue compressor. A ratio of 2 to 1 is a good starting point. Set the attack somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds, and keep gain reduction subtle, ideally around 1 to 3 dB. Then use utility to check the low end in mono, if needed. If the bus is spreading too wide, narrow it a little. You can also use a QA to clean up unwanted rumble, but do not thin out the actual kick body. The goal here is glue, not flattening. You want the drum bus to feel unified, but still alive. Now think like an arranger, not just a loop maker. In a DNB track, drum energy should evolve across the structure. So for the intro, keep the brake filtered and the kick weight sparse. In the build, increase kick emphasis and tension. In the drop, bring in the full brake and reinforce the weight. In the variation section, reduce density or shift the pattern. And in the outro, strip the weight back out so the tune stays DJ-friendly. Auto filter is a great tool for this. On the kick weight layer, high pass it higher in the intro, maybe around 120 to 180 HC. Then automate it lower during the build, maybe down to 60 to 90 HC, and finally open it up fully in the drop. You can also automate saturator drive slightly upward in the build, or increase drum bus crunch before the drop to create pressure. Another great move is to mute the kick weight layer for half a bar just before the drop, then bring it back with a fill. That contrast makes the return feel bigger without adding a new sound. Speaking of fills, once the basic groove works, resample one or two bars of the drum bus to audio. This is where things start getting fun. Now you have a single performance file you can chop for fills, reverses, and switch ups. Look for a kick hit with a nice transient, a short gap after a strong kick, or a clean pre-drop pickup. Then duplicate the kick transient, reverse a tiny section before the hit, filter the fill with auto filter, or use beat repeat sparingly if you want a more glitchy roller style turn. If you want extra grit, a very light amount of redux can darken it nicely. Keep fills short and functional. In jungle, the fill should feel like part of the drum conversation, not a separate solo. Now let's deal with the low end, because this is where live kick weight systems either shine or fall apart. If you've got a sub or a reese underneath, the kick needs its own place. Use utility on your bass or sub bus and check mono compatibility. Then use a Q8 if necessary to carve a tiny pocket. The kick body often lives around 50 to 80 HZ, but the exact relationship depends on the key and the bass sound. If the kick and sub are fighting, reduce the kick a bit around its fundamental rather than just boosting everything blindly. A darker DNB approach is often to let the kick punch a little higher in the upper bass, while the sub holds the true bottom end. If the kick gets too huge, the mix clouds up fast and you lose headroom. So do quick checks. Turn the bass down and make sure the kick still reads. Turn the kick down and make sure the groove still lives. And always check the whole thing in mono. If the kick disappears in mono, you probably have too much reliance on stereo top or facey processing. A few common mistakes to watch for: making the kick too long, layering too many kick samples, overcompressing the drum bus, ignoring the brake's natural phrasing, overlapping too much with the sub, or forgetting to create variation every 8 or 16 bars. If the loop feels too modern and clean, back off the precision a little. Let the brake breathe. Keep one imperfect element in the pattern, whether that's a slightly messy chop, a loose velocity, or a rough resample layer. That small bit of roughness is often what gives the whole thing life. If you want to go further, try alternate kick rolls every 4 bars. One phrase can establish the anchor, the next can add anticipation, the next can thin out for tension, and the next can hit with the strongest pattern. That keeps the listener locked in without loop fatigue. Another strong move is using answer kicks after snares instead of only before them. That creates a call and response feel, which works beautifully in jungle style breaks. You can also build 2 kick weight chains, one clean, one grimy. The clean version is short, punchy, and controlled. The grimy version is more saturated and darker. Automate between them across the arrangement for a drop that feels like it changes dimension without introducing a new drum part. For a deeper custom identity, resample your own kick from the system and process it again. Then maybe add a tiny low click for translation, or filter the tail so the low bloom falls away faster. You can even build a small kick variation rack with an anchor kick, a short punch, and a dirty impact. Then switch between them depending on the section. When you think about arrangement, stop thinking in terms of repeating loops and start thinking in terms of energy arcs. In the intro, use a filtered break and sparse kick support. In the build-up, open the filter and increase density. Before a big section, remove the kick weight briefly so the return hits harder. In the B section, keep the break familiar but alter the kick logic. And when a phrase ends, strip the weight back so the next section can land harder. That's how the drums start to tell a story.